What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I am here with Emanuela Kemp, and super excited to have this guest today. Emanuela is a dynamic businesswoman with over 35 years of experience changing people's lives and realities with her innate capacities and energetic healing arts. Her kindness and presence run as deep as her fierce commitment to changing the world and making people's lives greater, happier, and more fulfilling in every way. And I would just say personally that I've really felt with Emanuela that you have this this kind of joy, but I love that word. Definitely a fierceness and joy as well. So, welcome to the show. We're so happy to have you here. How does it get better than this?
How does it?
Would you like to, I'd love maybe for you to just tell us a little bit more about yourself. I know you're an Access Consciousness certified facilitator. Maybe how did you discover Access Consciousness and a little bit more about yourself?
Sure. Well, you know, it's I know a lot of your listeners know about Access Consciousness. And maybe for those of you who don't, it's a story a lot that you'll hear a lot in Access, you know, when I was kind of at a point in my life where no matter what modality and how many wonderful teachers and people that I was privileged to work with throughout my life, it was more of a healing journey. Like I was creating things in my body that literally would have me down on my knees in a lot of pain. And no matter who I talked to or where I traveled in the world and how many shamans I saw, it never subsided. You know, I was never able to change any of that. And I was kind of at the end of all of it and just thinking a lot about not really wanting to be here anymore. Like, if it doesn't really get better than this, then what I knew to be true wasn't showing up anywhere in my life. And even though I had a great life and a good, you know, business and all that kind of stuff, inside physically, I was really suffering. And it was like I had to cover all of that up in a way. And I found Access through a series of people showing up in my life whose energy was something that I was really drawn to. And when I found out they were the tools of Access, I just jumped on it and started taking every class I could, and mostly because that first bar session changed something. I could perceive that I was letting go and changing, and something was transmuting in my life and in my body. And so every session just became more and more and more of that. And it was something that hooked me. You know, like being happy is kind of even to ourselves. And it's like, oh my God, this is the me that I knew I was, that was so covered up in the poo, you know, so lost in the pain. So in a short synopsis of the 30 years of all the modalities and all the teachers and all the traveling, I found it right here in Washington. And immediately started changing my body and doing things with my body that doctors, you know, were saying hysterectomies were the only option and things like that. And I just kind of was like, no, I know that's not true. And I'm going to find out what it is. I am going to not give up. So that's it, kind of in a nutshell.
Wow, awesome. Well, as you know, I named this show Outside the Impossible. So I absolutely love to hear at least one thing. It can be multiple things. The one thing that you deemed impossible to change that you actually changed.
Me and how I felt about myself.
Yeah. Would you say more about that?
Yeah, like that's an intense energy, right? I just had bought like if I really get into it, I was so aware of beings without bodies and energies and didn't know that that's what I was aware of. And with all the tools of access, have gotten more and more clarity every day with every process and every clearing, that most of what I was actually feeling, most of what I was creating in my body was not mine. It was just an intense awareness. And it was, you know, part of this title is I was avoiding any of that knowing. And I had bought all the crazy thoughts and all the, like really the way of being in this world that I chose was to be kind of an intense energy that wasn't really creating as much as it was covering. Cool. Again, kind of an intense energy there. Do you pot and pock on this show?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. And the you clearing know, statement is at the clearing statement. Please feel free. Yes.
That brings up. No one talks about the things that Access talks about. And so what I discovered about myself was this capacity to communicate with entities and energies, and that in itself, being able to have a distinction between what's actually mine and what was never mine, changed the most for me. And you could tell I get really excited about it. and it is what I really do get the most excited about is being present with every energy that shows up rather than running from it or hiding it or claiming it and owning it as yours and bringing it in your body and creating what isn't even yours and never was.
Could you walk us through maybe like kind of, how you do that? Like just for somebody who's never asked a question, you know, never even looked at this before.
Well, one of the first things that started to change for me was with every thought I had. I mean, and it sounds really crazy because we think our thoughts are ours. We think because it streams through my head, it's mine, and therefore it must be true. And what I've come to know, and part of what I love talking about and teaching is, what if none of that is actually yours? If it isn't light and joyful and give you a sense of expansion in your body, it isn't probably yours. Now, you might have thought it is yours, so who does this belong to? Or even as simple as, is this mine? Like, is this actually mine? I'm driving along the road, I'm feeling really great, singing to the songs, and all of a sudden I'm angry. Like, what the hell, and all these people? And if I stop for that second, when that energy comes up out of nowhere, and I just ask, wow, is this even mine? Who does it belong to? Then I'll be present with everyone around me, and I can see the guy flipping me off behind me, who's angry because apparently I might have done something that I'm not even aware of. But I'm aware of the energy all of the time. We are so aware of energy all of the time. So who does it belong to for any thought or feeling or emotion? And it might seem really strange at first that, you know, your belly rumbles and you go, oh, my body must not like that. What if the first question is more, hey, body, is this an awareness? Like asking the question for everything that shows up, rather than what I've decided it is or what I've been told it is from a preference that you might have. And especially if there's an energy attached to it, you know, there's an intensity to it, usually isn't yours. And it's easy just to ask a question and ask, is this even mine?
So when you were having So when you were having pain, like physical pain, mm-hmm. did you do this as well for that?
Absolutely. some of our bodies are healing bodies. They are healing and taking and contributing to the earth all the time, contributing to other bodies all the time. You know, and the first thing we always want to do is just get rid of it. You know, like, we don't really want to be present with an energy that comes up, especially if it's been deemed or decided or we've concluded that this is a bad energy, this is a horrible thing. And, you know, Gary Douglas taught me how to look at everything as an intensity. It could be an intense energy you're aware of. And the body only has so many ways of talking to us. Cool. Yeah. That, like, everything that brings up and lets down, we destroy and uncreate. Right, yes. Wrong, good, bad, pock, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Our body only has so many ways to contribute to us.
Say more about that.
And we are so aware. We are so aware. It doesn't go, hey, did you know three doors down from you, someone's having a heart attack when your heart is palpating? Or when a lot of people see it maybe as a heart attack, you know, like, I'm having anxiety. And if you can just stop for a moment, like, what if it's your body's awareness of massive intensity that's happening, right? How much intensity is there in the world right now? From the flooding to the forest fires to the earth literally rocking its boat, you know, from one end to the other. What if your body is actually aware of that? What if you are aware of all of that? And there are only so many ways that we've allowed in. There are only, you know, like, it has to be so catastrophic for us to want to be present with that energy. And part of, you know, part of the title of this was, you know, what are we avoiding? What is it that we don't want to know about ourselves? What capacities do we actually have that we don't really want to know, that we are pushing so far out? But your body has an awareness of it, whether you lock it out or not. And some bodies are a lot more sensitive than others.
Right, they pick up on everything, like, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. So when I started letting go of the beings that I was allowing to run my body, when I was willing to look at it and go, that's not actually mine. My pain, and what we call pain, that intensity, will automatically just go away. And I'm like, thank you, body, you're amazing. It's a completely different way of looking at things. If I belch or have it, you know, have a, say, a stomach ache or something, I don't automatically own it and go, oh, it must be what I ate, oh, I better blah, 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 or, right? I'm just like, okay, what question can I ask here? Is this an awareness? And just the moment that you put your attention, the moment that you're present with an energy and you acknowledge it, most of the time it will just go away. It will just dissipate. And it really is like magic. But that, if you look at your body as having its own intelligence and you just stop and honor it for a moment and go, wow, body, you're really, that's really cool. Is this ours? Is there something I need to do here? It's like, nah, never mind. I was like, cool. It can be a lot of, it, to me, you know, this is a grand adventure. Life is this grand adventure. And every time I find a place where I've created a limitation around something, and let's just keep with bodies for a second. How limiting are we making our bodies? How limited are we making our bodies? If you look at it as being a creature of, our bodies are a creature of the earth, and it's animated by our being. It's alive because our being makes it so. How fun is that? And when the two are congruent, when you are willing to honor your body for greatness, I mean, to me, we have the same instincts and the same capacities as every other animal on the earth. We just separate ourselves from it. We just push it out of our knowing and out of our awareness and think that we have to treat it a certain way and eat certain foods and do certain things and then don't feel good. If you can stop for a minute and just be with the energy that your body and the awareness and the extreme sensitivity that your body actually has. I mean, some of us have bodies that will just take it out of everywhere. And if you're one of those people who has huge connection to the earth, you're aware of everything that's going on. I mean, I can wake up in the middle of the night with a huge sense of, I wouldn't call it danger, but, and I know there's an earthquake happening somewhere on the earth. And sure enough, I can, you know, find it in the news and go, yeah, it was only a 2.2, it was, you know, 500 miles away. But there's a knowing when you're willing to expand your awareness, when you're willing to be present with every energy, no matter how fierce, no matter how out of the comfort zone you live in, is when you can actually start to change the world and use that energy to create that much change, to just create with the power that's available to everything. I mean, when you watch a lion go after its dinner, we have that same capacity. Some more than others, but what if you had that capacity to go after whatever it is you knew was required for your happiness? Yeah, yummy. Who's willing to be there? Right?
Yep, we're going to take a short break. And we'll come right back. 202-570-7057 if you'd like to call in and talk to Emanuela.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Who said life had to be hard and disempower you? What if all of life really could come to you with ease and joy? What if everything you saw as a wrongness of you was actually one of your greatest strengths? What if you could wake up every morning with a newfound sense of empowerment? Join Venus Castleberg to discover a world of infinite possibilities. Every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, Morning Musings goes live on the Venus Castleberg CF Facebook page. What magic can we create every day?
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I'm here with Emanuela Kemp, and we're having a great conversation. Right before the break, you were talking about kind of tap, like, asking who does this belong to, you know, for every energy that you're aware of. And then you said something, you said you can use that energy that you're aware of. And I'm like, so how does someone use that energy?
Great question. So if we weren't avoiding all of that creative, expansive, to me it's explosive. So we tend to look at space, like when people say be really spacious. I'm just like, how about if we just do a little exercise?
Is that perfect? Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
That'd be great. Thanks.
Okay. So get a sense of you right now. Cool. And allow yourself to be even more present of your energy. And don't pull it in to do that. What if you actually expand out a little to do that? So we tend to think that that our skin and our body is the extent of us, right? That's what we have to work with. And so, cool. If you could just, for 1 second, allow the energy of you to expand and touch all the corners of the wall that you're in, the ceiling, the floor. And I always do this by stretching out my arms like, you know, like the dragon wings, where we tend to go, okay, I'm going to expand now. And we just sort of become aware of what's around us rather than literally occupying the space. So, you know, dragon wings out, man. And you are allowing the potency of you. You are allowing the full strength of the energy of you to fill up the whole room that you're in and then fill up the whole space, whether it's a house or a building, especially if you're out in nature. What if you don't allow nature in? What if you literally go out and greet and engage every molecule that's around you? Woo! It's a much different energy. It gives you the sense of you as the being. Now, if you literally occupy the space of the city you live in, does that give you more energy that you now have to play with, that you can actually create with? We're now go to the four corners of the universe with you, and really you're already there. You're just allowing the awareness of you to expand and go beyond the comfort and the space that you've decided is okay. You know, are we avoiding being out, like literally being and engaging every molecule of the universe with our molecule, not just with our mind? We're dancing with the space. We're dancing with everything that's there. We're animating and changing. So when you walk through the world with all your barriers down, expanded, you're literally already changing everything. You're inviting the world to a very different energy. But we tend to want to stay really contracted and with our barriers up. And the funny thing about it is when you're expanded and your barriers are down, you cannot judge. It's the funnest thing to play with in a class, to put someone in the front of the room and ask them to put their barriers down and have everyone judge them. People can't even form a judgment about them when their barriers are down. You'll have to try it with your friends. And then ask them to put them up, and everybody can judge like crazy. It's like, I don't even want to think these things about you. But you're not actually thinking those things about that person. You are aware of how they judge themselves and where they've limited themselves. Right, wrong, because that's about all my short points. What if
that's awesome.
You could allow yourself to create with all of the energy of the universe? Would you be directing? Would you be actualizing a reality beyond this reality? if you were doing that from consciousness, if you were doing that from your knowing, if you were willing to be that connected, and to me that's oneness. And that's what my desire is with my body, to be so connected with my body and congruent that together we can create anything. There is no aging. There's just the consciousness of your body and allowing my body to direct me at times. Sorry, I go a little off tangent.
No, that's great. So how does your body direct you sometimes?
It will show me immediately what it wants to eat. It will show me immediately on a menu or when I walk in somewhere and go, oh my God, that looks so good. Like, yeah, but I don't eat that. I don't want that. And then I'll try exactly what it said it wanted or how much it wanted to drink. When food stops tasting good, your body's done eating it. Have you noticed like 3 bites of the most amazing sundae ever? And then all of a sudden it's like, ooh, this tastes so sweet. That's actually your body directing you. Stop eating. No, you've had too much to drink. Stop. Oh, but I have to finish it. I paid $20 for this. Right. And then we feel bad. And then we've eaten too much. You know, what if your body is talking to you all the time? All the time. Communicating in the way that your body does. Now, how my body talks to me may not be the same as how someone else's body talks to them. But it is chatting. it is trying to get in there. It really is. And sometimes that will show up as an intensity. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Sometimes it will show up as a major intensity. But if you decide what it is, if you decide this is a headache, and then you treat it like it's a headache, the body goes, oh, we have a headache. Oops. You know, got to have another migraine or have a migraine coming. Go, body, what do you require right now? Stop everything. Go have a hot bath. It's like, I can't do that. Try it sometime to really just stop for 1 second and get really present with your body and ask, is this mine? Truly, body, is this yours or is this an awareness? And then what you're really looking for when you ask a question is, does it create space does it expand in my world? Does it make me giggle? Sometimes a yes, you're not even looking for a yes. You're looking at what opens the door for the next question. What gives me a little bit of awareness here? Sometimes just adding space. Like I will just go, okay, I'm going to add more space to my head right now. I'm going to create space between all the molecules. Okay, where am I the being in here? And sometimes just putting your awareness to what's actually there. You know, we get a headache, what we call a headache, and then we go, okay, I'm going to take 2 aspirin because I can't have a headache today. And it could be massive information about anything that shows up as an intensity in your head. It could be, don't go to where you're ready to go to, you know? It could be, this isn't going to be fun for you. And you're like, I have a freaking migraine. Why would I have a migraine, you know? Mm-hmm. But it really all boils down to, if we can just stop for a moment, and first things for it to do always is press down your barriers and let the universe in to gift you information, to gift you the clarity. Do you notice that energy even when I say that? Just stop for a moment
and be present.
Yeah, so
much more ease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you go, oh, okay, I can actually perceive and receive a different information at that moment. When our barriers are up, all we get to have is our judgments and conclusions about whatever. We don't get awareness. So the funny, weird thing is, when you're in a judgment about something or you've concluded, awareness doesn't exist in that space. It can't get in. Whew. That's so juicy.
Wow. Yeah, that was really awesome.
Right? So even something with the body like a headache, if you call it a headache, no information about what else that could be or what's going on the earth or what's going on can come into your awareness and space. It can't come into your being because you've already decided what it is and have created a locked, solid point of view. And you don't get to go around 100 degrees and see, oh, from back here, I can totally see what's going on. We only get to have it from that point of view. And adding interesting point of view, I have that point of view, is another hour-long session.
Right, totally. So let's just talk to maybe somebody out there that's never done anything like this, hasn't ever heard a conversation like this, and they're like, I'd love to be able to do that, but I don't have time. Like, I'm so busy, I'm so on the go. What would you say to somebody like that?
Interesting point of view. No.
They're like, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And really, like, how much time does a massive, you know, do massive headaches take from us? You know, it really depends on. That's a really great question, and I'm just tapping in for a second to that actual energy of. I remember when I was starting, and I really didn't have a lot of hope left, you know, that things were going to change. And I, you know, was really creating this blood disease so I was laid out on a couch and could barely walk up a floor of stairs. But I would say to that person, if you have any inkling inside of you that says, I know there's something different, if you can just get to that space, and I would, like, start from who does is this even mine? So when you talk about that deep, I'll call it deep, dark melancholy of looking around the world, and there's nobody talking like this. The fact that you are listening on this phone call, I say congratulations. That's very courageous and well done. Like, I would be clapping for you. Like, you're here, and so you know something's different. And if you're limited in funds, pick up one of the Access Consciousness books. You know, for $25, it will change your life. Being You, Changing the World with Dr. Dane here, changed my life. When I started reading about the humans and humanoids and even just the processes, I felt like he wrote the book for me. Like, this is the manual. This is the owner's manual of being on this earth that I didn't get. And it was the first time I knew that people, that there were other people like me that knew what I knew. I'd say, pick up a book or keep listening to these podcasts and just let it all in. I was doing Creative Edge of Consciousness and getting a CD every month back then and listen to them over and over and over. Like, there are little things you can do if you can't get yourself to a class. Oh my gosh. If you can't, you know, save up and do a bars class or get your butt to a bars class, right? And start getting your bars run and start find a trade in your area. And if there aren't people there, get a hold of some Access Bars facilitators or CFs to come to your town. All of us are always looking, where can we go? Where are there people, you know, who want to learn the bars? And when you start to let go of the things that are not you, like, none of that's you. That sadness, that deepness, that those aren't you. That is not you, the being. That's not how we operate. That's not what we came here to be. Yeah, it's not you, and it never was. And that's the part that's so confusing, is like, we know we are magic. We know that we know how to change things. We're aware of things. We know it. We just haven't surrounded ourselves or found the people who are talking like this, who are being this, who are literally living this all the time. Like, don't give up. That's what I would say to you. Don't ever give up. The world needs you. Like, you are unique. And you're one of a kind, and yet there are a lot of us that are like you, one of a kind.
Okay, great. So welcome. Thank you for all that, Emmanuel. And we actually have a guest, Joseph. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, there he is. Well,
hey, Emmanuel.
Hi.
Hey. Hey, this is a, it's awesome that you are here today, because this is exactly something that I've been running into and just kind of came to a head here this morning, is trying to create some judgment, and I have I keep hitting, and this has really been the first time that I've actually admitted that I am in judgment when I'm trying to create. I've created my business to a certain point, and I've done it a certain way for the last dozen or more years, and have created to a certain point, and I'm really working on pushing past that and getting to the next level. And what I'm finding is that I'm finding that I'm actually going backwards financially. I don't find that I'm as present to my numbers as I used to be. And I feel stuck. I feel like I'm going backwards, and I'm really in massive judgment. And I keep trying to say that I'm not, and it's not true. So I guess I'm looking for, there's some questions you can ask me.
Yeah. How much judgment are you in right now?
Megatons.
Stop it.
Okay.
No. I hear music in the background.
Yeah, we have a quick break right now. Let's just, we'll take a break and we'll be right back. Hang on, Joseph.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm here with Emanuela and actually Joseph. Joseph had a question right before the break, and I'll let you guys take it away.
Have you seen the little snippet with Bob Newhart? If you get online, Joseph, at the end of this call, hop on YouTube and just write "Stop It" with Bob Newhart.
Stop it.
And it's this funny snippet where, you know, he was a therapist and someone comes in and his advice for everything was, well, stop it. Stop it.
That's right.
Cool.
S-T-O-P space so, I-T.
Yeah. So it really is always boils down to choice, and the choice of catching yourself when you're The moment you go into any kind of judgment, your world gets smaller. Cool. So how much do you reference the past with your business?
Quite a bit.
Awesome. So everything that that brings up and lets down, would you destroy, will you destroy and uncreate it?
Yeah.
Cool. So will you press down all your barriers now in this moment and expand, occupy all the space of the room that you're in, like really let yourself out? And everywhere you think that people won't be able to receive all of that, you have to keep it so well hidden. Cool. How weird are you, Joseph?
I'm the weirdest person I know.
Are you celebrating that? Or are you judging the shit out of that?
I'm hiding the fuck out of it.
Right? Does your business require you, your weirdness?
It would, truthfully, if I was as weird as I truly am, I am sure that my business would flourish.
Yes. Now, notice the space that's around you right now. Cool. So press down your barriers even further and wider. Go, you know, allow yourself to be 1,000 miles out. Not go, be 1,000 miles. Be all of you 1,000 miles out. And connect with the being that is your business. Cool. Say hi. Haven't talked to you for a while. If your business, if you were willing to receive it, how weird would your business like to be, Joseph?
As weird as I am.
Uh-huh. What could the two of you create together if you were creating from that space? You know, it's bigger than that. You're going to have to go further out than that. Is there any judgment there at all in that space?
No.
Yeah, that's you, my friend. All that other stuff is the invention to keep you small and contained and controlled. Hi.
Hi.
No, really, hi. What if you could be that exposed in the world and not avoiding being that, being you, not that, being you? And everywhere you've made weirdness judgeable and wrong, would you please destroy and uncreate that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. If you would allow yourself to perceive and now receive truly you, are you willing to receive you in all of its glory? Awesome.
So much easier.
Now turn it up. Turn it up. No, really, like turn the frickin' weirdness up. Cool. And engage all the molecules that are your business that are way beyond what you've been willing to see, what you've been willing to perceive and know, and invite it into your world. At the same time, allow yourself to expand out and commune more with that. What's that like?
Space.
Let even more in, receive even 1,000 times more than that. and pull energy through the whole universe of everyone who's been looking for you and couldn't find you, everyone who matches this particular energy, and just keep pulling and pulling and pulling and pulling like light streams of energy, connecting to and engaging all of those molecules. Pull it through your business, pull it through you, and let it go out the back of you, and just keep pulling and pulling and pulling. And as your heart space expands, then put little trickles of your energy back out into the universe and allow it to reach and find all those people who have been looking for you and other businesses who match that, right? Like whatever your business is, without defining any of it, just looking at the energy of that and creating with the energy of that and using all of that energy that matches that to come into your life and expand even greater. Awesome. Yeah. What if that's a new way you can operate with the world and create and actualize something different here?
Holy
in
crap.
This Yeah, that's you. Notice there's no judgment, there's no stopping, there's nothing. There's no thoughts in that space. That's you. So when you're not this, you're just not being you. Go, wow, who does that belong to? Where did I learn this crap? And it is a process, right? It does take presence. You know, when it starts to go slower and slumpier, just go, wow, is that even me? Like, who am I being? Ah, that's not me. Cool. Where's my universe? Where's that universe I was aware of with Emanuela? All you have to ask is, where's my universe? Cool. Your barriers will always have to be down. And that is the greatest, for me personally, that's the greatest tip I could give anyone. Place to start, barriers down. So no matter how many questions you're asking, the tools are energetic. You don't get energetic awareness when your barriers are up. It's solid judgment, you know? And that's how it feels. It is solid. There are no possibilities, right?
Right.
You can't get to the possibilities when our judgments are up.
No.
That's their job. Yeah. Anything else?
Oh, in this 10 seconds, I think that you've melted my brain and opened my world. And thank you, Emmanuel. I'm so grateful for that.
And you asked the question, right? That's awareness. So make sure to congratulate yourself in there for calling and having the courage to call and ask the question.
Thanks.
Yeah. And you get to see, right? It's the tools, too, that melt all of that. You have that capacity anytime. Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you so much. I love that question. Where's my universe?
Where's my universe? Exactly. And you'll notice that you've been blocking it out. It's there always. And when you press down your barriers and you invite it in, invite the world into your universe. It's lovely. It's brilliant.
It is. Really is awesome. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, Joseph. That was really great. Emanuela, so I don't want to run out of time before we say, if you guys are interested in having more of Emanuela, how can people find you?
Right now, I'm in the midst of creating a website, so the best place to catch me is really on the Access webpage. And you can just accessconsciousness.com/Emanuela Kemp.
Awesome.
I wanted to say too, one of my favorite things to do is private sessions. And I do those on Skype and Zoom with people all over the world. And I was going to offer a special of $150 for an hour private session for anybody who mentions this radio show.
Wow, what a great offering. Thank you.
So, you know, pretty much what I was able, you know, what Joseph just found, it's a glorious thing to have one-on-one facilitation with exactly what's going on in your world. And a lot of times there are other beings that we can play with. And it's, I'm finding that for me personally, it's just something that is so fun for me to do and be. So that's an invitation for anyone who hears this. You can find me on accessconsciousness.com/Emmanuel account.
That's beautiful. Well, it's funny that we waited till the end of the radio show. We have about a few more minutes, so to actually introduce today's topic. We talked about it, but we didn't really introduce it, so we kind of danced around it. But it was really perfect hearing you work with Joseph, and but today's topic was like, are you avoiding the very energy that can transform your life? And you were like, he was like, I'm weird. And you were like, yeah. And what if that's the thing that can change everything? So can you talk a little bit more about that? Like how that might show up for other people?
It's the thing we make most wrong about ourselves. You know, I knew people were afraid of me. And I used to always think it's because I could see their lies, you know, when I was doing the shamanic work and stuff. Owl was one of my totems who can see in the dark, you know, they can see through things. And I've tried so hard not to, like, to be like everybody else. And, like, that I knew what people were thinking. I could read inside their brains and see their lifetimes, you know. And made it so wrong. And whatever we make wrong about us is what the world will make wrong about us. They're just reading your energy. They're just, you know, we're showing it all the time. And whatever you're holding secret, like Access, one of the fun things to say is, you know, what if the wrongness of you is actually the strongness of you? Right? It's like weirdos unite. Is like, to me, it's a treasure hunt. And I'm learning more and more and more and more about the capacities I actually have. What if your potency, right? I was so intense. Even my laughter scares babies sometimes because I laugh loud and proud. And life is joyful. And how wrong have any of you been made for being happy? Like, oh, she's just too happy. It can't be real. My dad used to say it was manufactured. Mm. Your joy is manufactured. You know, like, we have nothing to be happy about.
Wow.
What an interesting point of view.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
What if they are truly capacities? And it's usually the thing that comes the easiest for you. Like talking to people. I love talking to people. Like, you can't get me to shut up when you get me started. And what if that's not a wrongness? Right? What if your weirdness is exactly what the world needs right now? But it's the judgment we have of everything that makes it a limitation rather than a capacity. The difference between a limitation and a capacity is how you're judging it and what your point of view is about it. What if you can make a list of everything you make wrong about yourself? And then just look at it and go, huh, is this actually a capacity I'm hiding? The intensity that I was hiding was a capacity I had to be aware of it. What if you have an intense kindness? I mean, in this world, just a tiny bit of kindness can be way too intense for most people. They can't receive it. But what if you don't have to make that wrong? Just because someone cannot receive you does not make you wrong. It means they can't receive you. That's all it means.
That's a great point.
I know, right? Yeah. How many people do you actually know that could receive you if you were being all of you?
None?
I know! Exactly. Exactly. And when something is that light, as Venus is showing us so remarkably, it's true for you. My friend.
Yeah, laughter is true.
Laughter will always be true if it's light, if it lightens up your world. It's true for you. Doesn't mean it's going to be true for anybody else. There is no truth. But if it's true for you, it will be light. If you are a humanoid, my friend, you are not going to be like most people you're hanging out with. And you are making yourself wrong. And it is killing your future. It is killing your businesses. And especially now, what I've noticed this time that we're in, when manifestation and actualization are all getting really, really fast, where what we're actually asking for is coming really quickly, requires us to be a lot more present with the energy that we're being. When you judge yourself, it has an effect in the world.
So be you.
Thank you so much for having me today.
So remember, access consciousness /Emanuela Kemp, and she's offering $150 an hour session with her, just if you mention this radio show. Please go take her up on that, folks. Thank you for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, honey.